listeners. Welcome back. Ron and Andy and the Car Doctor here. You know, we talk an awful lot about fuel and what it does to today's cars and the problems with carbon deposits and ways that we can take care of our cars and improve their performance and mileage and a whole bunch of other things. And we thought we would reach out to the industry leader at the moment, Rob Stuck. He is the category manager at RSC Chemical Solutions in Indian Trail, North Carolina. And, you know, I have to say that the center of Rob's world has really always been cars. He's got a passion for hot rods. He's built a bunch over of them. We were talking before we went on air about everything that he's got going on, from 48 rat rods to 65 Mustangs. And, you know, he gets it. He's a car guy, and we're happy to have him with us here on The Car Doctor. And Rob's going to stop and talk to us a little bit about how we can take care of fuel and carbon issues in our cars today. Rob, welcome aboard, sir.
Hey, Rob, man, I really appreciate you having me on. And you're right. There's a lot of preventative maintenance that I think at times gets overlooked. We do some of the simpler things, but one of the things we think really gets neglected is our fuel system. What we've done is we've developed a really nice kit. It's called a Fuel Pro Complete. And what it does is it addresses these carbon deposit issues and makes it very simple for people to do this themselves.
Well, let me ask you this. Why is it, you know, performance and fuel economy kind of drop off, and they do it gradually. People don't really notice it. But, you know, what causes that to happen? Is it a result of carbon buildup, injector issues, or what's going on with gasoline today? What do you say?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things that's going on here whenever you're having carbon buildup, and it can range from poor fuels, just the natural buildup of carbon to begin with, the changes of vehicles. The technology is changing from year to year to year. As we try to improve and make our cars more efficient, sometimes we cause some more issues. Some of the older fuel injectors are port fuel, where your fuel injection is upstream of the valve, so your gas, whenever it is injected, would rush across the valves and into the combustion chamber and clean that valve. Now you have these GDI gas direct injection cars where the injector is directly injecting fuel straight into the combustion chamber. And the problem there is you no longer have fuel running across the top of that intake valve, and the carbon will build up on top of that. So now you've got a more efficient, but yet you've got this slow carbon buildup. And over time, you may not even notice that you're having poor performance until it's too late.
Now, why does carbon have that effect? I mean, so carbon builds up on the valve. So what? You know, why does it create that problem?
So the reason why it'd be a lot of things. It could be from, I mean, just naturally you're going to build up carbon whenever you're combusting like that. But you've got different levels of grades of fuel. If your air fuel mixture gets off over time, it can gradually get worse, and then so you're not efficiently burning that fuel. If your injectors start getting clogged, now you're not atomizing that fuel properly and it's more streamed out, so you may not be efficiently burning that fuel.
So, okay, let's say someone's sitting in the store and they're going, gee, I can pour this into my tank, or I can take the Motormedic Fuel Pro Complete and use that. What's the difference? Is there an advantage of one over the other?
Absolutely. So we've got years and years we've been using these pop and pour products. And in this kit, we have a product that will pop the top off and put it in your fuel tank. What's unique about this kit is we're actually going to address our carbon from the fuel tank and from the intake. Now, a lot of people don't realize this, but you've got your intake sitting, plenum sitting up on top of the engine, and you're going to naturally build up deposits of crud, I'm going to call it, inside there, because you've got your PCV valve is pulling air from the bottom of your motor, and that's an oil-based vapor that comes into that. You also have your EGR valve, which is your exhaust recycle that's pulling dirty air into your intake. So you're never cleaning the inside of the plenum or that side of the intake, and you're never cleaning it because all you're doing is just putting pop and pour in. That'll never get to the top of the plenum and clean that. So this one here, actually, whenever you put it in the vacuum line, it's going to go into your plenum and then down into the combustion chamber across the valves. And it's even a little bit better for those GDI because you don't have that fuel going across to clean the top of that valve.
And I have to tell you, you know, I think we had this conversation prior to air that, you know, I've used these kits, and to me, this was like somebody invented the better mousetrap. You know, it was they took something that used to be so complicated and time consuming, and literally anybody can do this. We use this kit in the shop, but somebody that wants to work on their own car can do this. Find a vacuum line, hook it up, follow the instructions on the kit, and you know, away you go. It's not a big deal.
And as simple as that sounds, that's really kind of how simple it is, because contained in the box is everything you need. You don't need to go buy any extra equipment to do this. The hose to hook to the vacuum line is in there. You've got the products. We have a holder for the aerosol that goes into the plenum through the vacuum line. It's got a hook on it to hold it to keep it out of the way of the battery terminals, and got a nice instructions in there. So everything is pretty simple. It only takes a couple of minutes to actually exhaust that aerosol can into the intake. So you're like two steps and you're in and out in, you know, less than 5 minutes.
Let me ask you this. So somebody driving around in a 2014 car, somebody driving around in a 2008 car,
mm-hmm.
could both of them possibly need to have the fuel systems cleaned?
Absolutely. Anybody that's driving a vehicle needs to have their fuel system cleaned. It's kind of like you as a person, you know, you got to take care of your body, and you've got to take care of what you're breathing in and what you're feeding it. So like with the car, so in the newer the technology gets that are going to these fuel efficient, because we know the government has mandated these big milestones and mile per gallon increases that the manufacturer have to give. So we're getting smaller motors. There's more of this GDI injected technology and more turbocharge. So with that, more of that GDI technology that comes out, it makes even more sense with the newer cars. And with the older port fuel, you know, it cleans it the same exact way. And it's, you know, it's going to clean all that out, whether it's an older car or a newer one.
Right. So, and it's really, you're going to do it based on mileage and time. It's both scenarios.
Yeah, so our recommendation is part of a normal preventative maintenance program. You're at that 6,000 to 10,000 mile range, somewhere kind of like an oil change. If you're using synthetic oils, you kind of put it as part of that program.
Right.
What we've seen is, you know, through our borescope views and through our pull-in intake or pull-in injectors, we see that you start getting that carbon buildup. Like if you do like that GDI technology, you start seeing carbon buildup at about 6,000 miles. We've even seen some of the injector holes are clogged at 10,000 miles.
Huh.
So it just makes a lot of sense if you just kind of add that to your normal routine oil change kind of routine. You're going to keep yourself at peak performance,
right.
and
right.
very efficient on your fuel.
Well, and to the point that the more efficient the engine is, it increases longevity, because the more efficient it is, there's less oil breakdown, there's less combustion problems, there's less byproduct problems, there's, you know, it's, you're always better if you can be 16 for the rest of your life, if
yeah.
you know what I'm saying.
You know what, that's a great analogy,
yeah.
that is,
and
the better you take care of yourself, the better it's going to run.
Right.
And, you know, the most current surveys that are out, that the average life of the car on the road is 11 and a half years. Our cars are getting older, and we need to take better care to
right.
make them last that 300,000 to 400,000 miles.
Well, the reason they're getting older is because the replacement car is now 35,000 to 40,000
miles.
Well,
you know what?
Yeah.
That's another good point.
That's another conversation. Let me ask you this, Rob. I want to before you go. Motor Medics Fuel Pro Complete, compatible with catalytic converter, and same question: O2 sensors. What effect?
Absolutely. It'll clean those throughout the system. So it does this dissolving, so everything's going to pass through. So any kind of sensor. The only thing that you have to worry about this is, you know, we're putting this through the vacuum line, but one of the warnings we have on there is you always want to stay downstream of the mass airflow sensor. That's a very delicate sensor, and it's more up toward the air filter for the most part.
Right.
To where it's normally not going to, but we put a warning on there because that's the only sensor. I mean, and you know, that was a really delicate sensor.
Yep, that's kind of like the ballerina in the bunch. It's just delicate
yeah.
and balanced, and you can't knock it over.
And we've learned a lot about mass airflows over the years. I mean, whenever those first were coming out, people were cleaning them with brake cleaner. And
Ooh.
It's just, yeah, it would
yeah.
just dissolve them, and they just wouldn't last. So, you know, that's why they've got specifics out there for, like, mass airflow. It takes a little less aggressive, but it is the ballerina of the system.
Is it problems just real fast, putting Motor Medic Fuel Pro Complete into the system too fast? Is that possible?
That is not possible with this kit, and that's one of the guarantees we have is this kit. So it's got a hose that hooks onto the aerosol can, and it's metered. The output is metered. So what it is you're not fully flooding it with a garden hose.
Right.
So now you can't compress liquid. So what happens whenever, there's some other things that I've seen in the market to where people will use a liquid and take your vacuum line and just stick it down inside of a can and just start sucking it in like a garden hose.
Right, and that can be an issue.
That can be, and I'm not going to say it every time, but can be catastrophic because right. Once you get to the point, the piston's going to keep going up and it's going to say, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But that's whenever you start having the connecting rods bent and, right. and having that hydrostatic lock.
Right. There's only so much room in the bus.
And
right?
Yep, and so it's metered to where it comes out to and it only takes a few minutes, but it's metered to where we guarantee that will not happen.
Real quick, Rob, website, place listeners can go for more information?
Absolutely. So not only have we come out with this really cool kit, we've actually thought, you know what, just putting it on the shelf is not going to be enough. We want to educate and help people feel comfortable with doing it. We've got a website called fuelprocomplete.com. On this site, we've got our demo video. It'll show you all the way how we take care of this kit and how it works. We also have some pictures on there. You can select your make and model, and we're continually adding to that, building that database to where, let's say if you have a Honda Accord, you can select that, and you'll see what a typical engine bay looks like in a typical location on where you'll find it. So we've done a lot of education to help.
Kind of like how-to stuff. Rob, you guys have done a really great job. I can tell you, as I said before, we're using this in the shop, and we're seeing very positive results with it, and that's why we thought it would be great to get you up here to talk about it. I want to thank you for taking the time today, and my best to everybody down North Carolina way. You take good care.
Thank you so much, Ron. I really appreciate the time, and appreciate the show and all that you guys are doing.
Thank you. You take good care. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this.